Call the recording in progress. The meeting of Public Works to order. Legislator Litz, would you like to lead us in the pledge to the flag?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United
States of America
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the February 1st meeting.
I'll move it.
Legislator Fabiano, do I hear a second? Legislator Nolan, thank you. Oh, you're muted.
Sorry. I'm happy to second, but maybe we should do roll call for attendance.
Oh, I didn't have that on there, but okay. So we'll back up. Can we keep those two in queue, though?
Sure.
Okay. All right. If you wouldn't mind, sir.
Okay. You ready?
Thank you.
All right. I'll do it. Chair Petit?
Here.
Deputy Chair Fabiano?
Here.
Legislator Litz?
Here.
Legislator Nolan?
Here.
Legislator Seward?
Here.
Okay. 5 present, 0 absent.
Okay, thank you. With that, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved. We have a guest here tonight with us, Catskill Mountain Railroad. It is Ernie Hunt. As you know, the transportation policies and have been moved out of the Economic Development Committee and moved into Public Works. We will be spending quite a bit of time looking at our rail and our trail and our public transportation system so that we can start connectivity and, you know, get more public access and less cars on the road with any hopes, but certainly as we build our system up. So this will be the first of several presentations. With that, I would like to have Mr. Hunt introduce himself, and we look forward to your presentation.
Thank you, Legislator Petit, and thank you again for inviting me to attend the meeting and to share with you our presentation, which we shared with the Legislative Track Committee last December about our proposed extension to reach Basin Road in West Hurley. Currently, the Catskill Mountain Railroad terminates it in Stony Hollow. You know, as you know, we run a tourist operation between Kingston Plaza and Stony Hollow, New York, right now. So, Nettie, can you put up the presentations?
Sure will.
Terrific. And this is a slightly different version of the presentation. It's designed for Zoom, so it's a little easy to see. The detailed version has been sent to you by Nettie separately. And this is the front page, which shows a terminal that we're proposing for the railroad up at Basin Road, and which is the basic focus of this presentation. But I know we're short of time, so I'm going to get into the presentation right now. The executive summary is that the CMRR is requesting permission to renovate and operate an existing 1.7-mile length of railroad track from the end of its current permit in Stony Hollow to connect to the ART at Basin Road. The track is in place and needs renovation to get up there. The extension will add station stops at Stony Hollow, Beesmer Road, and a connection to the ART at Basin Road. The CMR estimates that the combined attraction will increase the economic impact of both the CMRR and the ART by over 50% and bring thousands of out-of-county visitors to the ART and the towns of Ulster, Kingston, Hurley, and Woodstock, as well as easily bring ART patrons to uptown Kingston. An expanded tourist hub can be built at Basin Road to add indoor bathrooms, parking, and an event facility for both the ART and the CMRR. The CMR estimates that the replacement of cars with trains will reduce GHG emissions by up to 81% from Kingston to West Hurley and reduce traffic on Route 28. The details of that in the more detailed report. Towns of Hurley, Kingston, and Ulster have all passed resolutions in favor of the plan. And this is a diagram that shows you the extension and where it goes from Stony Hollow up to West Hurley. Next page, please. The economic impact of this connection, we believe, will recreate a highly marketable regional visitor draw for Ulster County tourism. It will bring CMRR's customer base, which is 80% from outside Ulster County, to the ART and the towns of Ulster, Kingston, Hurley, and Woodstock, as well as directly connect the ART's customer base to uptown Kingston. Our ridership was 23,000 in 2021, 13,000 in 2020. Those were down a little bit from COVID, 41,000 in 2019. The CMR currently has an estimated economic impact of 5.6 million in Ulster County businesses, of which 3.6 million is from out-of-county visitors and 2 million from expenditures of the CMR itself. Again, the details are in the detailed report. We estimate the ART has an estimated economic impact of 5 million on Ulster County businesses from out-of-county visitors. We believe through our estimate, which is in the detailed package, that this will increase the economic impact to 8 million per year, and the ART to increase its economic impact as least to at least 8 million for a total of 16 million or a combined impact for both increase of over 50%. The next page, please. CMR's existing terminal in Kingston is at Kingston Plaza near Westbrook Lane. Kingston Plaza is a longtime partner with the CMRR and is committed to using the CMRR at Kingston Plaza permanently. The plans with Kingston Plaza are to eventually construct a larger station closer to Fair Street so our patrons can walk directly to uptown Kingston without using their cars. Instituting shuttle service between Kingston Plaza and Basin Road during peak visitor times, essentially Memorial Day, October, will allow visitors to combine the train, the ART, and Uptown Kingston into a single visit. The connection will allow Uptown Kingston businesses to tap into the economic impact of the ART by attracting visitors who might otherwise skip Kingston altogether and drive straight to the ART in West Hurley. The CMR can also offer free rides to the ART for disadvantaged Kingston residents or those who cannot afford to buy a bicycle. Next page.
Hang on one sec. Go ahead.
I think the next one is the town economic impact, which is if you go back up a couple pages.
I'm on the wrong page. Sorry, you can wait. Hang on one sec. Okay. It's going like this, and it was going a page at a time, but now it's not. All right, hang on.
Sometimes you see. Yeah.
Hang on. Technical difficulty. All right, so I was doing this and was going one page at a time. I did it somewhere. I don't know how to do it any other way.
If you use the page down, sometimes that works.
There we go.
Terrific, thank you. The town economic impact will on Ulster, Kingston, Hurley, and Woodstock will add stops in those three areas to the CMR's existing train service, which ends with no terminal in the woods, just east of 28A and Stony Hollow. This will allow the visitors that the Catskill Mountain Railroad brings to be able to get off the train and disembark in these three areas: Basin Road, which is near Zena Road and 28 across from the Stewarts; Beesmer Road, which is about halfway to Stony Hollow; and then Stony Hollow, we're planning to put a small historic district there and station stop as well. It's right adjacent to the Stony Hollow Commercial District. Next page. The connection to the art is, again, what is the key element of this plan in bringing thousands of visitors to the art from Kingston to the art from the towns through the towns of Kingston, Ulster, Hurley, Woodstock. Art users can leave their cars in Kingston, stop for lunch and dinner after their trip to the art, allowing Uptown Kingston a direct link to the economic impact of art visitors. The railroad can run shuttle service from Kingston Plaza of the Art on peak weekends when parking is constrained at the West Hurley Trailhead. Bicyclists can load their bikes in Kingston Plaza for a trip to the art and back, avoiding the 5 mile 2% grade. A rail shuttle service from Kingston to the new terminal will ease congestion on Route 28, reduce parking needs of the art trailhead in West Hurley. Again, it can be offered free to disadvantaged Kingston residents and those who cannot afford bicycles. It also will increase our non-polar ridership by giving passengers a destination and a connection to the art. Next page. And this is an example of a potential shuttle service arrangement, which is done on another railroad. Next page. This is a diagram of the phase one. Phase one would involve building a small station up at Basin Road to implement the connection quickly. Next page. No. That can be done as soon as the railroad renovates the track up to Basin Road. And we can build this on our own. We can allow rail passengers and bicyclists to disembark and implement shuttle service as soon as the track renovations are complete. Next page. And this is the type of station we would build up there as a temporary station. Next page. This is a diagram of what a larger facility would look like. We've had extensive discussions with the property owner at Basin Road, who is very much in favor of this plan. And the property owner is the owner of the property just to the south of this Kingstown Office Park. Next page. And again, this site would not be dependent upon the NYC DEP. It could be used as an alternate trailhead when the DEP renovates the Woodstock Dyke. It will create parking off of Basin Road, and it will not you will not enter this from Route 28. Could incorporate a UCAT stop, and also can be used as a hub for the Onteora Lake Trail Network, and potentially a future trail to Woodstock along Zena Road. Next page, please. The facility, which would be built here in conjunction with the property owner, would have the following uses: information for the art, Ulster County tourism, public indoor bathrooms, which is very important in order to get on the attraction signs for the throughway. That's the key element that they need in order to do that. Commercial retail space, a covered events area for both the art and the CMRR, a ticket office for the art, and North Pole for the Polar Express. We can also put in bicycle racks and electric car charging stations. And again, the commercial event space could be quite useful for both the art and the CMRR. The next page, please. This is a little quick diagram of what it would potentially look like. There are many different potential views, but again, something historic is what we're looking like. This is similar to the old station that was in Kingston, adjacent to the Fair Street Extension. The next page, please. And that's another diagram of the station. Next page, please. Again, Beesmer Road is an area that we think could be a great stop for a potential railroad museum and a maintenance facility for the railroad, but it would require acquiring right-of-way from adjacent property owners. And next page. Stony Hollow, which is owned by the county, we could also build a historic district to enhance Stony Hollow as a traction as well as a station stop. The next page. Next page. And again, there's a historic Madden House, which is about to fall down, but could be the center of a historic district that could enhance this area and also give us connections to Stony Hollow, through the trail network at Onior Lake if we can cross Route 28. Next page. Sustainability. We've done quite a few estimates of how much GHG emissions would be reduced by using the train instead of cars. And with the 91,000 visitors to the West Hurley Trailhead, we believe that 176 tons of CO2 every year could be saved just from using the train instead of cars. And that could be, again, up to 81%. Next page, please. And other areas that the Casco Mountain Railroad has been moving towards sustainability. We've been putting solar chargers at our crossing, which you can see. And also we've looked into, there is a clean diesel program that New York State has that we can use to upgrade or trade in our locomotives for newer ones that, that burn much cleaner. So there's a lot of ways that we can move forward through grants from the state, which are available to companies like ourselves in the railroad industry. And next page, please. Just a little summary. We put $500,000 into the tracks, renovating it since 2016. And New York State is also investing over $1 million into two grade crossings at 209 and Washington Avenue. We also have additional funding available that's potentially available to renovate the tracks. And also the railroad has paid its rent every year. It's paid $270,000 in rent since our new contract was signed in 2016. And we paid the full $50,000 in 2020 and 2021 despite COVID. Next page, please. Some pictures of our reconstructive work on the railroad. Next page, please. Another picture of work on the railroad. Next page. The rail with trail. We believe that rail with trail is definitely feasible through here. And we believe that the county should look at and starting an engineering study to determine how we can do rail with trail through this area. There are issues, and especially at the Stony Hollow Fill, which we have some discussion of in the next page, but we believe it can be done. And again, the Stone Consulting Report identified the Stony Hollow Fill as being a problem, but we believe there's ways through a boardwalk or other means to create a parallel trail so this can be done. Next page, please. And this is a picture of the boardwalk that was done for the art, which is something we could look at in adjacent to the Stony Hollow Fill. Next page. Our conclusion is that we ask that our landlord lengthen our operating permit by an additional 7 miles. The extension requires no funds from the county and only its permission and cooperation. We believe the connection to the art would create a regional tourist attraction with a larger economic impact than each attraction can be by itself, and allows the CMRR's thousands of out-of-county visitors to visit the art and the towns of Ulster, Hurley, Kingston, and Woodstock. We want to make sure that this connection does not extinguish the trail community's dream to connect the art to the Empire State Trail by rail. A rail with trail engineering study should be commenced by the county. However, there's no downside to anyone to let the CMR immediately start work to start renovating the tracks. We'd like to start doing that as quickly as possible. And that concludes the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Hunt. Does anybody have on the questions on the Public Works Committee? Legislator Stewart.
Oops, sorry.
You're muted.
My apologies for that. Mr. Hunt, I was wondering if any consideration or had been given to possibly having a stop where the tracks cross 209. It occurred to me and also to Melinda McKnight, the supervisor in Hurley, that by having a stop there, you could conceivably link the O&W rail trail with the Ashokan, which I think would be a pretty awesome thing.
Yes, if there's a way to link them together, we could certainly put a stop in there. That's correct.
So conceivably, someone could ride a bike, say, from the town of Rochester or from High Falls and, you know, get on the train there and then go up to the Ashokan Rail Trail.
Yes, that's correct.
That I think that would be wonderful. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Legislator Nolan, I thought you had your hands up and I can't, there you are. Okay. Sorry.
Thank you, Chair Petit. I have a lot of questions following this presentation, but I don't think tonight's meeting is the appropriate place for them. A lot of the questions have to do with the amount of scheduling and trips that could actually be run under some of these scenarios. So I think that these are ideas and that the legislature does need to look at what happens in the corridor. I find it premature for there to be a request to use a section of the corridor that the legislature has not developed a policy for. So if the urging of the CMRR is that we look at developing that policy, I agree. I think we should be looking at that. But there's no resolutions on this for tonight, and we've got a packed agenda. So I would suggest that we do more of this in the Trails Rail Advisory Committee when that starts holding its meetings in this term.
And we've also been held to that task through this committee as far as transportation goes. I would like to ask Mr. Karras from OSI to present next month and perhaps UCAT in May. And I think at this point, if we had a subcommittee for transportation to just take a good look at everything that we have available within the county, that we could all work together and make it just, you know, it's a good vision. So, okay.
I would volunteer to serve on a subcommittee, and I think that might be a good way to bring things forward in a more developed status. It'd be a better use of our time, I think.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you again, Mr. Hunt. With that, we'll move on to our first resolution. I'll entertain a motion to put resolution number 96, amending the 2022-27 Capital Improvement Program, out for discussion. Do I have a motion?
I'm moving for discussion.
Thank you, Legislator Fabiano. And a second?
I'll second for discussion.
Thank you, Legislator Nolan. So with that, Legislator Maloney.
Yeah. So before, let me try to take these earbuds in.
Before I ask for a postponement, as I did in ARPA, I would like to go over a couple of things again, dispel some things, clarify some others, and I have had contact from some supervisors and some legislators from both sides of the aisle that are pretty into this overall idea. It's a matter of working out the kinks, which is why I put it in the way I did. It's a discussion for another day, but I don't think we're caucusing enough and getting together. I think when we meet in person, things like this will come along a little easier. I didn't mean to scare anybody, but we're not all speaking a lot, so I wasn't able to explain to some people that I had no intention on spending every last dollar. So though I have been contacted by some legislators that I think are ready to do that when it comes to sewer water infrastructure. So I'll be asking for, I'll be making an amendment to add sewer, and then I'll be attending both caucuses to see if we can find 12 legislators that or more that would put together, get down specific to make this work. I think we have to decide how much. We need a basic criteria and description of uses, and then talk about certain towns by size and more water and sewer getting a little more than others, and how to break that down. Otherwise, if you piecemeal it in, which is another way to do it, you risk really not having more of a first come, first serve, certain towns getting something and certain that don't. I would like to pass it along. That's basically all I have to say before I ask for a postponement, but I would, and I will be adding sewer to it at the request of some legislators. I would ask Herb, I had already given an example of Saugerties, what Saugerties is going to do after talking to my supervisor, what they would be able to do if we did something like this. It's not going to be anywhere near 22 million. It was a template, and I thought it fine to start with a basic template. with all the money. It's probably going to be between 5 and 12, depending on how we do it. But this is a body, and I look forward to hearing from even more. But I would like to pass it along to Herb. I talked to Legislator Litz the other day, and he gave me some great examples of some conversations happening over in Highland and Marlboro. I was kind of – I think I misread a question from a legislator from the city of Kings, Abe, where I thought he was suggesting that we couldn't use the funds this way. I think he may have been looking for me to put some language in about, you know, like the trails do. It's great. You know, trails are great for COVID. No one would survive COVID without trails. So I could put some of that language in. I think that's what Abe was looking for. But when I was talking to Legislator Litz the other day, he gave some great examples of how water infrastructure, how important it is, even if for the underprivileged, and how you could tie it into COVID. And if Herb wanted to talk for a minute about that and maybe give his examples from Lloyd and Marlboro and what it might enable them to do, if we set some money aside and figure out a quick criteria, which I'll be talking about, like I said, in
Legislator Litz did unmute himself. You want to turn the floor over? Okay, there we go. Legislator Litz.
Sure. When we had a brief conversation, we have a prime example right in front of the legislature. RUPCO is going to convert a hotel, the Quality Inn across the exit 19, into homeless and low-income housing. But in order to do that, they need to get the infrastructure over there. They need a water line. It's very difficult to build any kind of workforce or low-income housing outside of a water and sewer district. Once you get outside of the water and sewer district, it becomes very expensive to put in package plants and water distribution systems. So I think it is kind of prudent to extend water lines and sewer lines into areas that could sustain workforce housing and homeless shelters and housing and low income, because without that infrastructure, it's very cost prohibitive to try to build, any of low income or workforce or homeless housing. And like I said, prime example is the RUPCO, where we have a resolution to spend over $2 million to get water to that property. And they'd be the first one to tell you without the extension of the water, that project would die. So I think it is prudent to extend our water lines and sewer lines into areas that, we could build those types of housing.
Thank you. Legislator Stewart, and then we'll go to Deputy Kelly.
Thank you, Legislator Petit. I just wanted to basically second what Legislator Litz just said. I know that in the town of Marbletown, I will soon be submitting a resolution to extend a water line that currently goes from the High Falls Water District to SUNY Ulster. And the town of Marbletown would be interested in extending that water line down Leggett Road to 209 and Main Street in Stone Ridge. And aside from, one of the many benefits that would have would be to allow construction of affordable and senior housing in the town of Marbletown. And so I'm, like I say, agreeing with everything that Legislator Litz just presented, that has been one of the major stumbling blocks that we've encountered thus far. And so if we had municipal water in that area, the town of Marbletown would be very interested in building some affordable housing.
Deputy Kelly.
Thank you, Chair Petit. So I think I just want to say to Legislator Maloney, I think we're having some of the same overlapping conversations. I was in the town of Lloyd yesterday with Supervisor Babchuk, and then last week I spoke to Supervisor Corcoran in Marlboro about these projects. I think there is certainly an opportunity. I'm glad to hear you say that it's probably not going to be the whole $22 million, but I think there's certainly an opportunity for the county to participate in water and sewer. It is definitely one of the called for uses with ARPA funds. I also think that, you know, it's not a traditional use of county resources and funds since we don't own water systems. But where it makes sense, I think, is where it's consistent with county policy or priority in terms of affordable housing or, you know, building out core areas. I know the town of Rochester had some interesting ideas about building out that Accord area. I know that in Mount Marion, Legislator Fabiano, him and I passed again in the hallway today and discussed about water needs out there. So I'm certainly interested in, you know, connecting on these projects and seeing what we can put together.
Okay. So with that, Clerk Tomshaw, do we just not take any action on it? Is that the best way to do it, or do we make a motion to postpone?
The ARPA committee, I believe, took no action.
Okay. All right. So if that is okay, we will be taking no action on this resolution. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
The next resolution we have, number 97, funding capital project number 602, ARPA Infrastructure and Trails Open Space Institute Land Trust as a subrecipient. Do I have a motion to bring this forward for discussion?
So moved.
Legislator Stewart, and second?
Second.
Legislator Nolan, thank you. And we do have Mr. Karras here from OSI, if anyone on the committee has questions. Oh, it's quiet. I do have questions. There's a significant administrative fee set aside in this. I think it's 10% of the total project. And for some clarification, because, you know, I haven't done a lot of study on trail, and we have many trail people here in this meeting tonight. What are we, is it to maintain all of those sections of trails? Is it a certain section? And that's from soup to nuts. So you'll go out for the RFPs and you will have an organization come in and do all of that upkeep and maintenance. I have you on mute.
First, thank you for the question. I'm happy to be here. So within the proposal, it's actually 5% is contained for project management on OSI side. So what we'll do is we come in as a subrecipient and we will project manage from front to back the design, the bidding, and the construction of these three proposed capital projects. OSI is also putting on the table in-kind service to match that 5%. So we actually have financial interest in these projects to deliver these projects for the county. But therefore capital construction, not for maintenance and upkeep, that will fall to the property owners, which right now are the six municipalities that will be the beneficiary of these capital improvements. So essentially the county is a funding agency and OSI really handles everything from there through a contract.
And okay, Legislator Nolan.
Well, I would just add that I think that 5% is a very modest request, and that OSI, from my understanding of prior trail projects in this county and in other counties, will end up putting in more than their 5% that they put on paper in order to manage this and bring it to completion. And my understanding is that if we are able to make decisions about that this month, that these trails could be improved and open to the public this year. So I tend to view what our standing committee should do is look at the contents of the project, and I'm hoping that we can leave most of the discussion of the funding of the project to the ARP committee, because it's there specifically for that purpose. But I think the question about, you know, how much management is required in a project of this size is completely relevant. But I think we've got a very good offer on the table with these two project areas. It's actually three projects in two project areas.
Correct.
Legislator Stewart.
I was just going to say that I've been involved pretty intimately with the ONW rail trail for the last 4 years. And I know that this connector in the town of Rochester and also in the town of Worsing has been something that they've been working on for at least 4 years, if not a lot longer than that, at least as long as I was involved in the process. And I'm just saying that I'm highly supportive of these two resolutions, and I view trails as green infrastructure that is more than just, you know, a place for recreation, although a place for recreation is great. I'm don't mean to diminish that, but I think that trails should be viewed, like I say, as transportation infrastructure. And, you know, the more connective that these trails are to each other and to our communities, you know, the more people will be able to use them to get to work, to visit homes, to other people's homes, to visit, you know, to go shopping, whatever, without having to rely on vehicles. So that's just my two cents. So thank you.
And I've been keeping track of our expenses, the infrastructure and trails. We've put $2.1 million into RUPCO, or $2 million into RUPCO. We have $2.1 here. There's money going into Elizabeth Manor. So we are spending down. And I'm hoping as we work out the details of the previous resolution, you know, that, you know, my concern is it'll come up, it only benefits one community. And I think, as you know, with SOPIS, it's like this big void. Everything seems to go around us. Even though we have some beautiful waterfront here. So, you know, just a point of information that I think we should be investing a lot more into infrastructure. And I'm just hoping that when future resolutions come up, we don't say, well, it's benefiting one community more than the other. And maybe, Mr. Karras, we can talk to see how we can get more trails connected here in Esopus.
Sure, we'd love to. I mean, trails are one thing OSI does, and unfortunately, there's not a rail line that goes through Esopus available for trails. That is one constraint that these rail trails have. Is
yeah, we have the CSX though; they go through a couple times. Yeah. Okay. All right. So with that, I'll make ask for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Well, Legislator Litz, are you opposed? Or was that a delayed response?
Sorry, I needed to unmute. Okay. I am abstaining.
Okay, very good.
Okay. On the basis of employment?
Yes, basis of employment.
Okay, resolution passes 4-0. I'm sorry, I have to reopen my agenda. Resolution 98, approving the execution of a contract for $2.1 million entered into by the county. I'll have a motion to move it for discussion.
I'll move it.
Legislator Nolan, second.
Second.
Legislator Fabiana, any discussion or further questions? Okay, so with that, we'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Noes?
I will abstain.
Abstention. Thank you very much. Next, resolution number 99, amending capital project 597 for ARPA housing for the purchase and renovation of 21 Elizabeth Street Group Home.
I'd like to make a motion that we block this resolution 99 with 101. I think there'll be several that we can do that tonight.
Okay.
So if we can.
All right. Do I hear a motion to block resolution number 99 and 101?
I'll move it.
Legislator Fabiano, second?
Second.
Oh, you made the motion. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, it is done. Okay. So I'm opening up the floor for discussion. I know I've gotten several phone calls. So now we need to
vote on the block.
On
vote
the block. On the
block. Okay. So we'll have a vote on the block. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved. now can we talk about it? Deputy Ryder, you're unmuted. Would you like to? No? Okay.
I'm just all ready for questions.
Yes. So should I kind of open it up? I mean, I've gotten multiple phone calls. I've done some background research. One is, why are we paying so much? The property is appraised at $800,000. There's also a substantial amount of work that needs to be done inside. It historically was in a neighborhood where we had single individuals. Sometimes some of them were on the sex offenders list. It is right next to a school. So there's a lot of bad juju that we need to work on as far as that with the neighbors. But as far as funding it, I mean, we had a lot of discussion on this. The ultimate goal, of course, would be to make it into permanent housing. But I mean, other than my concerns, and I'm confident that they've been addressed. Does anybody else have any questions? Legislator Stewart, I'm sorry. Stewart, Nolan, and Litz.
I was just curious as to how many families or individuals we think would be housed in this facility.
About 10 families, we believe we'll get about 35 individuals housed on a transitional basis. So the goal is for them to find permanent housing.
Right.
Legislator Nolan?
Thank you.
Thank you. I think this is a really excellent project, and I think that we should conceptualize it as part of the solution to our housing issue. It's not a complete solution, but it is a necessary piece of the puzzle. People, especially families who are displaced by changing rents or changing employment and financial, if they families have to move outside the county, the likelihood that they will have trouble in a much longer ongoing way is much greater. And we don't have this kind of site currently available in a central location like this. So I think it'll be a big improvement for the neighborhood to have the Ulster County involved in this. And I'm hoping that we will support this fully.
Thank you. Legislator Litz, then Legislator Erner.
Yes, I was just curious, are the taxes in arrears on this property?
No, not that I'm aware of, not that I've heard.
Can hear you.
You can't hear me? No, the taxes are not in the arrears as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, the property looks like it's owned by an LLC located in Gilderland. I mean, I didn't see any arrearages, but we could check on that. Legislator Erner.
Thank you, Chair Petit. This project is located in here in District 6, just up the street from where I live, and I'm very excited about it. I have been in touch with some of the residents who had lived there, and I'm interested in, Deputy Ryder, you and I have had a conversation. I also heard what you said back in the previous committee about it. And I guess we haven't committed necessarily to the type of housing or making it all one thing or another, but I know there might be some individuals who got displaced from there to another boarding house that had a similar issue and got displaced again, who might be interested to move back. I recognize the school location does make a lot of sense for families, and I'm expecting that neighbors will find the county's work on upgrading the property to be an appealing thing for our neighborhood. I also just want to note the collaboration that our county is doing here between the city of Kingston and some support from the state and federal as well, and then motivated certainly by community groups that have been pointing to this as necessary. And we heard from some of them on the day of that announcement. And I would just like to encourage us as a county, when we as we move forward with more projects, hopefully like this, that we also bring out the voices of the folks who themselves will live there, like those who, whether those who got displaced or those who may be the most housing insecure right now. Thank you.
Legislator Petit?
Yes.
Can I just bring to your attention that both Resolution 99 and 101 was amended this afternoon just for some maintenance on the calling it federal aid versus revenue serial bonds at the bottom. I had sent it to everybody, but it was late in the day.
It so, was. Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that when you adopt it, it has to be adopted as presented or adopted as amended. Either language is fine. Adopted as presented sounds good. It's just a maintenance thing, not a big deal, but
it has to be. I would amend my motion here to state that I would move this to be adopted as amended.
As amended.
Thank you.
Want to get a second on that?
Second.
Okay, Legislator Stewart, thank you. And then Legislator Stewart, you had your hand up.
I also just wanted to say, sort of echoing what Legislator Erner mentioned, that I think that this sort of transitional housing is desperately needed in the city of Kingston and actually in many parts of Ulster County. And I think this is a great thing. And this is especially true because I think we're going to see just a massive wave of evictions throughout the county. And like I said, I just think it's desperately needed, and I fully support this project.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, seeing no one's hand up. We will take a vote on the block of resolution number 99 and 101 as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Resolutions pass. The next resolution, 103, confirming appointments and reappointments to the Ulster County Electrical Licensing Board. Do I have a motion to open this up for discussion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion, questions? Okay. So we'll take the vote on this one. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Do we have Lauren Johnson here, Nettie?
Yes, we do. And just one more note. This one is also as amended. And the only amendment that came out of this was his hire date, start date. And that's it. Everything else.
It's not March 1st. It is
31st or 21st. I'll have to look it up.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we'll move this resolution to the floor for discussion. Resolution number 105.
I will move it as amended.
Thank you, Legislator Nolan. Second.
I'll second it.
Legislator Fabiano. Legislator Litz.
Yes. What will be this gentleman's tasks and duties? And who does he report to?
Deputy Ryder?
Yeah, I mean, so the director of UCAT is the current position that exists. And so I would just, you know, the individual will lead Ulster County Area Transit and reports to, as far as the deputy executive, it would be Chris Kelly.
Okay, thank you.
And the start date is March 21st.
Thank you.
And Mr. Johnson is here if you all have any.
Yeah. I don't see your face. Would you like to introduce yourself and say hi? Or I'm sorry.
He's with Chris Kelly.
Oh, okay. Well, where's Chris?
He stepped out the office for a second.
Oh, okay. Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself? Say hi to the group.
Certainly. First and foremost, thank you, Chairwoman Petit, for allowing me the opportunity to speak before you and the legislative body right now. I would just like to say that I'm excited to join in the team and the family of UCAT, and most importantly, the artwork that's behind County Exec Matt Ryan and the Deputy Chris Kelly here, and really enjoy to bring my passion of constituent services to the area, and more specifically focus on transportation and building out a diverse, equitable solution for all.
Thank you. Lots of thumbs up and applause. Okay. All right. So with that, I'll take a vote for this resolution. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm sorry, I have to ask. Okay. Thank you. Resolution passes 5-0. Welcome. Okay. Next, we have the McKinstry Bridge. So can we block 110, 112?
I make a motion that we block resolutions 110 and 112.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Legislator Fabiano. Any discussion on this? Questions? No? Okay. It is, the price is going up because the previous contractor did not have an apprentice agreement with as part of his help me out here, Mark. I'm looking for words. As part of
part of the bid.
So it went to the next lowest bidder, who has done work in the county. But if I don't see any more hands up for questions, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Next, we have resolutions. Let's see. 113 and 115 is 115 Barton and LaDuce. That's the Sundown Bridge as well?
116 and 117 as well.
Okay. And 116 and 117. Okay. So we'll have a motion to block 13 through 17.
113 to 117. I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Legislator Nolan.
I'll second it, Laura.
Second, Legislator Fabiano. Okay, I don't know if that was a similar instance, but do we have any questions on this?
Well, we should vote on the block, I think.
Vote on the block. Okay, thank you, Legislator Nolan. All right, so we'll take a vote on the block. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We have lots of public works guys here. If you have questions about dollars and cents or jobs, no?
I would just make the comment that sorry. thank you. This is a very troublesome sort of area in Bridge, and really in an area that needs this as an essential part of being connected to the rest of the world. So this is an important project and really, really important for us to move it forward.
Thank you. Legislator Stewart.
I was just curious about the asbestos issue related here. Can someone explain to me what's going on with that?
I'll call on Public Works for that. Somebody had an explanation for exactly that. Thank you for bringing it up. Deputy Ryder.
Or Don or Rob, do one of you want to? I'm not aware of it. Brendan's on.
Brendan's here.
Sure. Oh. So in the construction of bridges years ago, there was asbestos-containing materials that would be used in various components of bridges. Commonly in these kinds of bridges, the bridge seats, of which the bearing seats of which the girders lay on top of, they had asbestos-containing materials. So we commonly have to take care of that and doing rehabs of this nature.
Also, typically the back walls would contain some asbestos material for waterproofing also.
And just out of curiosity, so what sort of processes do you use to address that problem?
As part of the demolition, the contractor has to go through an abatement process similar as they would with a building demolition.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that. I was just confused as to why there would be asbestos. So thanks.
Any other questions or discussion? Okay. Hearing none, I will take a vote on the block. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, so moved. Let's see.
118.
Okay. Maybe 117 shouldn't have been in there. That was a different bridge.
No, 117 Sundown. It's Sundown. All Sundown Bridge.
Yep. Okay. Okay, resolution number 18.
118.
Amending 2022 capital improvement for the courthouse fascia. Do I hear a motion to open it up for discussion? Legislator Nolan, second. Legislator Litz and Stewart. Any questions on this? Okay, I did bring up solar. I was told that the Department of Environment had conducted a study and didn't find solar to be a potential for this roof. I'm kind of surprised. I thought it was a peaked roof and there's no trees around it. Legislator Green? You're on mute, Legislator Green.
I'm unmuting, and I'm also the video.
Thank you.
I recall that the last we met before, I would say, budget and the holidays, and now a new session, there was concern that the form that is being used to analyze some of these projects is in controversy. Let me just say it that way. And we were going to schedule a meeting, I believe, with Tom Kakandis to discuss the use of the form. So if you're using a form that doesn't, you know, that a form that was developed by an engineering firm a few years ago and doesn't take everything into consideration, then the results, I question the reliability. And I think we need to go back to where we left off and revisit that. And this is not to in any way disparage the folks in Department of Environment, who I think are doing a superb job. But if they're using tools that, let me say, may have a built-in bias against installing solar on rooftops. And I remember that was something that was going to happen that didn't. And I think Deputy Ryder might remember that as well. And I think we need to go back and revisit that.
Yeah, happy to do so. Our staff made several attempts to get that meeting scheduled with both yourself and Mr. Kinkandis, and it would fell flat. So happy to start that up again, but there was several attempts made by Natasha and others to get that meeting scheduled, and it never happened. So
thank but you. I really
the bigger
appreciate
issue,
it.
The bigger and issue. Go ahead.
I'll just be more vigilant in seeing that through.
The bigger issue on this building is that it also has a historical context, and we do not have approval to add a solar array onto this facility from SHPO. So that's part of the bigger issue for here. Not that it can't be done separate and apart at another time when that approval is given, if it were to be given. I kind of doubt they would allow that. But you know, it could be done separate and apart from this project.
If I could just follow up before we go to Legislator Litz, doesn't the Kirkland have solar on it? I mean, that's a historic building. So you think SHPO would be opposed? You don't think they have solar on it?
I know.
Kirkland does not have solar.
Okay. Legislator Litz.
I just wanted to add that I believe one of the concerns here with putting solar on this building, I think it has a slate roof.
Okay.
And it's very difficult to put adhere solar to a slate roof and have it not leak.
Yeah, if I may, my bigger concern is revisiting the tool to be sure that it doesn't have, and I don't think it was intentional, but it may have inadvertently have a bias that prevents solar on buildings from being appropriate. And I just want to revisit that. And Deputy Ryder has agreed.
Thank you. Legislator Nolan?
If you would like to have a member of this committee work on that, I'd be happy to volunteer to work on that, looking at that tool and looking at innovative ways to bring solar to some of our county properties when it can be done. And the slate roof is part of the historicity of this building, so I think it would become very complicated. This would be the last one on the list to make this transformation. And there's no real area for ground mounted because it's all used for parking. So I think this one makes sense and we should look at the policy and I'm happy to be a part of that.
Thank you. We should put that on the agenda for next month. Okay. Legislator Stewart.
I was going to say, Manager, that I would be happy to work with you and Kathy on that as well. And Legislator Nolan just brought up the fact that there's a parking lot there. Perhaps we might consider putting solar panels above the parking lot and have above the parking spaces. So that's just a thought.
Thank you. Legislator Green.
Yeah, I do think we talked about that before, and that particular parking lot, you know, when you put canopy solar, which I'm very supportive of, it takes up a little space, and if I'm not mistaken, every space counts at that particular lot. It's worth exploring, but just like this slate roof, the parking crunch in that area of Uptown Kingston, might disqualify that particular site, but we'll take it offline and get a little more information. And I do appreciate the reconsideration and the good ideas.
Thank you. Do we have any other discussion? Okay, seeing none, we will take the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, resolution passes. I wish I could make the print on this bigger. Resolution number 120? Yes. Establishing capital project number 622, pavement preservation of various roads. I have a motion for discussion?
I'll move it.
Second was Fabiano. We have any questions on this? No.
Deputy Executive Ryder has his hand up.
Can I just make a recommendation that 120, 122, 123, 124, 125 all have to do with paving contracts and could probably be blocked?
Is 120 Gorman?
No, I was going to make a motion.
Gorman. Yeah.
I was going to make a motion to block 122, 123, 124, and 125.
Yes.
But 120 is it's a general capital program for paving in various areas.
So let's do 120 separately, and then we can block.
Yeah.
We have a motion in a second.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other discussion? Well, okay, hearing none, we'll take the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved. So I will take that motion to block 122, 123, 124, and 125, made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Fabiano. Legislator Litz.
Yes, I would just like to know, were these contracts, were they pulled from the OGS state contract, or did we put out RFPs for each one?
We put out RFPs for each.
Go ahead,
please. Okay, so they're county contracts.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And we also had one we approved last month.
And I was going to say they compare favorably with the OGS bid.
They're always more competitive.
Lower.
Being more Region 8.
Lower.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. For the record.
Anything else? I was looking for lists. I did see lists that I went through. I don't have any other questions. Anyone else?
Did we vote on the block?
We probably didn't. Okay, so first we will take a vote on the block. All in favor of 120 through to 125?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. And now on the block itself.
I'll make a motion to approve the block.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All right. No other discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Okay, now we have resolution number 126, establishing capital project number 623 for 2022 bridge flag responses. Have a motion? Mm-hmm. Legislator Litz, second.
Second.
Legislator Nolan. Any questions on this one? I actually do. We have 39 bridges yellow flagged, 2 red and 2, and I'm not sure what it said flag responders. That's the term I've never heard before. Are these bridges, at least the ones that are red flagged, is that they just need repairs or do they need to be replaced? Is it something we're going to be seeing in our upcoming capital improvement votes? You know, because I think I saw 750,000 in here, but this resolution is only for 10.
If I may.
Yes.
The $750,000 is for a grant for Malpe Hollow to recoup funds on the back end. This is a program that allows us to address bridge flags as they come up and that need to be addressed in fiscal year 2022. The backup I sent you for this was what we spent in 2021 out of this program. The breakdown of bridge flags you have in the resolution is the number of flags that we did receive last year. Brendan, I'm sure, can give a much better description on what flags are, but there's wide variety from something as simple as a sign being missing on a bridge to something much more serious.
Does anyone on the committee need further definitions of what it is when they flag a bridge? Legislator Litz, you know.
I was going to help you with the definition.
Okay, thank you.
All bridges are inspected at least a minimum of every other year. When they do the inspection, if they see something that needs attention, but it's not critical, they issue a yellow flag. If they issue a red flag, that's something that needs immediate attention. And they'll also tell you whether you need to close the bridge or you can make the repair and keep it open. But a red flag is something that needs immediate attention.
Legislator Stewart.
I was just curious, what do we know, the two bridges that received red flags?
Mr. Masterson?
I know one of them was Palm Beach Cave. I know we had a work zone there for quite a while in Lucas. That was a lot of work. The other one might have been Metahunks.
Okay, thank you for that. So we could probably expect to see resolutions coming up for those two bridges in the immediate future.
They should be fixed.
Or Legislator Fabiano has his hand raised.
Okay, Legislator Fabiano, I was waiting for
Matt. Yes, I just wanted, this question is for Brandon. What is our manpower with the bridge crew now for 2022 versus what it was in 2021 or 2020? Did we increase the manpower on that bridge crew or decrease it?
We've increased it, but they got a good contingency right now. When everybody is at work and healthy, they can put out two full crews. One crew working on a project and one crew doing repair work.
Okay. Thank you.
That's just actually a good segue into a text that I got from a newer employee. Hey, Laura, I just wanted to give you a huge compliment on how well the county bridge crew runs, and the bridge crew supervisor, Bob, and the whole crew is under such a well-oiled machine of fully talented individuals, and it's an absolute joy to work with that part of DPW.
Oh, very nice.
It's nice to get those kind of texts.
They're excellent. They've been excellent for a very long time.
Okay, I see two hands. I see Legislator Litz and I see Deputy Ryder.
Those are clapping. That's clapping.
Clapping hands.
You're clapping, okay. All right, thank you. Okay, so I will call the vote on this. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. The next resolution we have is Resolution 128, authorizing an amendment to a grant with Catskill Watershed Corporation for the Maltby Hollow Bridge Replacement Project in the town of Olive, and authorizing the execution of any associated grant funding agreements. Have a motion. Legislator Fabiano, second. Legislator Nolan. Is there any discussion on it? I guess that the question I had was, was the funding, and I thought this bridge was done, and I believe, Mr. Masterson, your response was it is finished.
That's correct. They came in so far under budget that we needed to amend the agreement, so we kept the ratio of cost sharing, which actually gave us an additional, we were going to get $653, now we're going to get $750.
That's always good to hear. Any other questions? Hearing none, we'll take a vote on the resolution. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And let the record show that Legislator Stewart is not in his chair.
And I will be abstaining.
Okay, so three in favor, one absent, one abstention.
If Legislator Stewart returns, maybe we can get
there. He is.
My apologies for that.
That's
folks.
Okay. That's okay. So we just took a vote on Resolution 128. How do you vote on that?
I vote yes.
Okay. Thank you. The next resolution, 129, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $22,280, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into with Eastern Heating and Cooling. That is not part of the Trudy Resnick? No, this is for something totally different. Okay. All right. Legislator Nolan, you made a motion?
Yes.
Second.
You made a motion to move it?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Second. Thank you, Legislator Fabiano. Is there any discussion on this? Okay. Hearing none, I will take the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved. The next resolution, 130, approving the execution of a contract for $437,000 entered into by the county with T. McElligott Incorporated. Motion for discussion?
So moved.
Legislator Stewart, second. Legislator Nolan, thank you. No? No discussion? We're all good?
Wow, okay. There was a lot of documentation for this one. I think it was like 40 or 50 pages. I was like, oh my goodness.
You've learned the secret now.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so take the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? So moved. Resolution 131, capital project 624, SUNY Ulster Children's Center renovations and amending the 2022 capital fund. Motion for discussion?
I'll move it.
Legislator Nolan, second.
Bill Kaler?
Yes. Legislator Fabiano?
Yes.
All right. Any discussion on this? We do have...
Yes, Jamie.
Jamie, yes, she's here somewhere. I don't see her on my screen.
I'm over here.
Could you give us an update on this project?
Sure. So this is going into the design phase. So on campus, we have a children's center. It serves children from infants all the way up to pre-K, so a really great center. We're also in partnership with Rondo for their EPK and their UPK program. The building was built in, you know, the early 80s. It needs a review and an assessment. We're going to be doing the complete exterior envelope of the building, which would include ramps. It has two ramps that go up, again, for strollers and easy access for parents. We're also going to be improving energy efficiencies with the building as we go through this and looking at it for environmental with water and all of the runoffs that we're seeing in the center. So again, it's looking at, this is the design phase. So when we come back to the construction phase, we'll have a lot more detail on exactly what we'll be doing. But really looking at the exterior of the building for an upgrade as it hasn't happened since the 1980s.
Legislator Stewart.
I was just curious, where on campus is this facility?
It is located right next to our Senate gym on the Stone Ridge campus. So if you come in campus, it's right next to the very large parking lot and then right next to the Senate gym.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And of course, as part of the engineering feasibility study, you'll be looking at solar on the roof.
So we're going to look at solar. This structure is really not big enough to do a large solar array. Obviously, Senate Gym, which is right next to it, is what we're really eyeing for that solar install. This one is a much smaller square footage, but we always look at that to see if it can be done. The structure of this building, it's more of a modular building. I don't believe it's going to be able to sustain any solar.
Thank you. And how many, this is also part of an education program, correct?
So our educational students do go over there for internship opportunities, and we do offer that for our students to learn a little bit more about the early childhood program. So it's a really great opportunity for our on-campus students. They also offer a discount for on-campus students to use the center at an hourly rate rather than the daily rate, and it's run through OCFS. So it's just a really great center. We just want to, again, look at the exterior of the building to bring it up to proper code and to improve it.
And what a great service to offer to your students. I mean, that's yeah. a really good thing. And I was also going to point out that folks are now able to access the SUNY Ulster campus from Main Street and Stone Ridge thanks to
Absolutely.
A new trail connector. So
yeah, it's a very yes. nice trail connector. It is. Yep, they can walk right through.
And yeah, and that just opened. So I invite folks to take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
Okay, do we have any other questions? Well, take the vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, resolution passes. The last resolution of the evening is 133, authorizing the execution of a lease agreement with Ulster County Economic Development Alliance for space at Enterprise West facility located in the town of Ulster. Motion for discussion?
Move it.
Legislator Nolan, thank you. Seconded by Legislator Litz. Any questions on this one?
Do you want to ask Deputy Executive Brider to give a little summary?
Sure. So we needed
yes, thank you.
We needed to move our some of our storage and warehouse facilities off of Golden Hill, and we have located that at Enterprise West, and we're just doing a lease back in order to use some of that space. We hope to find another location for that relatively soon, and so we hope to not have to use this lease for very long, but this at least allows us to kick in for some of the utilities and have it insured in case something were to happen there. So.
Okay. They're very quiet tonight. All right. So with that, I will take the vote on resolution 133. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? So moved. All right, we are down to old business. Any old business? Legislator Litz.
Yeah, I have 2 points on old business, one on new business. I believe it was our last meeting we discussed the intersection of North Eltings Corners Road and Old New Paltz Road. And I'm happy to say that they finally did get the four-way stop up there. Unfortunately, it was a little late because they had a head-on collision with personal injuries there prior to getting the stop signs in. But at least they're in now. So, Brendan, thank you very much for helping the town out. I know the one leg is a county road. The other three legs are purview of the town. But the town highway superintendent said that you came down and you spoke to him and gave great help in getting that done. Thank you.
Thank you.
The second issue is Route 299. Quite some time ago, I do understand that Route 299 is a New York State road. And I know Dennis and I have talked about it several times. There was a corridor study done, I believe, on 299 that the County Transportation Council has put forth. I received, as of today, another letter, handwritten, and I will forward that to both the committee and to Mr. Doyle. There's a lot of close calls. There's a total of between 600 and 700 turn movements in that section of 299. A lot of which is for COVID testing at the First Care facility. And there's been an awful lot of very, very near misses. And unfortunately, over the years, there's been not one, two, but several fatalities in that section of Route 299. I know we discussed it with DOT, but I think maybe the Transportation Council can revisit that and send another update or request to the DOT because it's getting more and more dangerous. That's what I have for old business.
Director Doyle, did you want to respond or should we hold that for the next transportation meeting?
I just say we'll be happy. The Transportation Council would be happy to take a look at it. I would add that the council has just completed safety study, countywide safety study that identifies critical intersections and critical stretches of road in the county in terms of, and they're indexed by volume and by, so that effectively you take into account the number of accidents by volume, but we'll be happy to take another look at that location.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then you have new business. If there's no
new
other
business. Brendan, this one is for you. 265 Pancake Hollow Road. The county had repaved that a couple of years ago. There was an incident where there's been multiple accidents in front of a gentleman's house, and you went out and put guide rail in, and that worked very well. And happy for that. The next door neighbor, that ditch that was responsible for those accidents, that DI is broken. The area behind it is broken.
when they paved, they never really restored the area behind, the grassy area behind it. Please send somebody down and take a look at it. And if it needs to be addressed, please do that.
Will do.
All right. I can forward other information to you. I didn't want to get into it. Just make you aware of it. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Yes.
Madam Chairwoman, I will make a motion for adjourn. And I'm sure Legislator Cahill is really happy that we've gone over time.
Yeah. But I need a second, though. Legislator Fabiano, thank you. Okay. We have adjourned. Everybody have a good night. And anybody on economic development, we'll see you.
Be safe. Stay healthy.
Thank you, Clerk Tomshaw.
Thank you all so much.